Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, Big 12 Nation? Oklahoma State Cowboys, Stillwater, Oklahoma. Rest in peace to the tragedy that happened on homecoming last season. Thoughts and prayers with those families. Historic tragedy, never forget that. It really made it hard for the Cowboys last year. And another tragedy is the year that they had a chance to go to the national title game. One of their basketball coaches died in an airplane crash, and they ended up losing at Iowa State. So there's been some tragedies in Stillwater in the last couple of years, but rest in peace to all those people, and thoughts and prayers are with them. Now, let's get into college football. Coach Gundy said after day two of practice yesterday, they were way ahead of schedule. I will be posting that link on Big12Nation.com soon. Other than that, let's talk schedule. Their first game, September 3rd, glorified scrimmage versus Southeastern Louisiana. Then next week they have Central Michigan at home. Then they have Pittsburgh. After that, they have Baylor, Texas, first week of October, Iowa State, then Kansas, October 22nd, West Virginia comes into town for homecoming. Then we got K-State, November the 5th, November 12th, November 19th, TCU. They go to TCU for that game, and then they finish off in Norman on December 3rd for a rivalry game. Oklahoma versus Oklahoma State, one of my favorite weeks in college football. Rivalry week, the week before the championship games. So it looks like their first three games are all at home. Southeastern Louisiana, Central Michigan, and Pitt are all at home. Pitt will be a solid test, but I expect the Cowboys to roll. Waco, they go to Baylor. Looks like they got Texas at home. They got Iowa State at home. Then they go to Kansas. Obviously, I said they got West Virginia for homecoming. Then Kansas State, that would actually be a task for them, especially after playing West Virginia. See if they come out of that not beat up. That would be a glorified. That would be basketball on grass, that game. Then that's it. They go to Fort Worth. They go to Norman. So it looks like they got all their tough games at home this year. Their toughest task looks like Texas and Oklahoma. TCU, that's a tough one, actually. They got to go to TCU. That's going to be hard. So they got two out of the so-called three. If anybody saw the rankings, make sure y'all go check out the rankings for top 25 has been released. I think they got Texas 8th, which I think is way too high. That's putting way too much pressure on the Longhorns. I don't think they're that ready. I think they should be top 25 this year, but I don't know about 8th. I'd put TCU or Oklahoma there first before I put them up there. Always some controversy to start the season. So as far as what they got coming back, we know they're an offensive team. So we know Mason Randolph is coming back. We know J.W. Walsh parted ways with the program last year. And Walsh is actually a graduate assistant at TCU right now. So that'll be interesting, him coaching against his former team this year. So congrats to him for getting into coaching right away. And Mason Randolph, he pretty much had the numbers outside of J.W. last year, so I'm pretty sure that's who they're gonna go with. They got their top running back coming back, so I think Oklahoma State is. They got Rennie Childs is coming back. He had some solid backup yards he wasn't the starter, but he had some great yards last year. The guy is who is the stud is Chris. I can't think of his last name. I'll find him here in a minute, but that's their stud at running back coming up. Other than that, let's go over Coach Gundy's record. Coach Gundy has done pretty well in Stillwater. Very, very proud of him. Especially after, I'm a man, I'm 40. Nobody ever forget that. That was, to me, that I think that's what's missing in coaching now is that type of coach, because a lot of coaches are so worried about media, bad media, they don't take up for their players like they used to. And actually, Nick Saban still does, so I respect him for that. But not many coaches take up for their players like they used to. They just want to kick you off the team and be done with you nowadays because they're so worried about what the media says rather than, you know, rehabilitating the kids, which we need. And before I go into Coach Gundy's record, Chris Carson is back. That's their running back I was trying to think. I couldn't think of his last name, but Chris Carson's back. He's a senior. And between him and Mason, they should be solid. Those guys are both seniors this year. So Oklahoma State, they're going to have a winning record. It's just about what they will do. All right, so Coach Gundy's first year was 05. He went 4-7 and then 1-7. Then he went to a bowl game the next year in 06, 7-6. 3-5 in the conference, 07, 7-6, 500 in the conference, 08, 9-4, 5-3 in the conference, 09, 9-4, 6-2 in the conference, 2010, 11-2, 6-2 in the conference, won the 11 Alamo Bowl, Oklahoma. Next year, 2011, 12-1, 8-1, won the Fiesta Bowl. It was a great year for him. 2012, he went 8-5, 5-4 in the conference, won the Heart of Dallas Bowl. 2013, 10-3, 7-2, lost the Cotton Bowl. 2014, 7-6, 4-5, Cactus. Last year, 10-3, and they finished 7-2 in the conference. Now, last year, you guys remember, they actually had a legit chance to go ahead and win the Big 12 outright, but they obviously ran into some tough competition. The year before that, Gundy was on the hot seat, and he almost didn't make a bowl game, and then they magically beat Oklahoma at Oklahoma to win enough to get into a bowl game. They finished 6-6 in 2015, and then they finished 7-6 overall. So that was an amazing win. Then last year, he started off hot, but then there was no way that Coach Stoops was letting him get out of beating him again, because Coach Stoops obviously had the championship on the line with their only loss being in Texas. Now, what is this? I believe it the Cactus Bowl year, people were complaining, but I mean, looking at the guy's record, I mean, hell, he's way over 500. He's 94-47 in 10 seasons, really being his 11th season. So, hats off to Coach Gundy. Stillwater's a very beautiful, happy college town. It's so sad to always see them get hit with tragedies. But through it all, Oklahoma stays relatively solid. They have never tanked like Kansas has, and I think they're going to stay that way. But we'll see what happens. If Coach Stoops can find a way, excuse me, how could I mix those two up? If Coach Gundy can find a way to get this team to the college football playoff, that will set a different precedent for Oklahoma State Cowboys. I still remember the days of Brandon Weeden and all his receivers. It was a real fun time there in Stillwater. Weeden didn't turn out so good for the Dallas Cowboys, but whatever. So, guys, yesterday the whole Big 12 expansion thing was blocked by ESPN and some say Fox Sports 2, where they didn't like the competition. Here's the kicker about that, ladies and gents, is it's actually hilarious to me that they would block that, because if the Big 12 would have asked UConn to come in, it would have been no problem because ESPN's located in Connecticut, and that's one of the expansion things. But they had a problem with Cincinnati and Houston because that's, again, that's that control that they want to have. I'll do a whole show on this, like I said yesterday, later. But if anybody is bored today, and or if you have work playing around on your computer, just go look up the past 10 years of Cincinnati and Houston's records and then look at the top teams that they've beaten. And then look at the coaches that have been there. You got Art Briles, Kevin Sumlin at Houston. Cincinnati in the last 10 years, you got Brian Kelly, Butch Jones, and now a former Big 12 coach, Tommy Tuberville, and SEC to coach. So look at the coaches that have went to those programs. Look at the wins that they've had. It would make most sense, okay, if they wanted to bring in Memphis, I see that's not a good look, or SMU, that's not a great look. But if they want to bring in BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, there's a couple other ones, Florida State, like if they brought those guys in, those four are legit teams, and we only need two more. So you can pick out of those four, get two more. Those are legit teams to come to the Big 12 and compete and actually give us some good. Florida State just won a national championship. They're going to sell out every week. Houston is going to do great. Cincinnati is going to do great. We know BYU is going to bring their own wealth of money. That's why they do so well independent. So out of those four teams, if you're going to bring somebody in, bring them in. But don't bring Connecticut in just because ESPN is trying to, you know, use their muscle to make you do what they want you to do. Either or, they're saying that 2024, Oklahoma and Texas could leave the league. So we'll see what happens. I hope they don't because they're the heart and soul of this area. Hopefully they stay in the Big 12 and they just, you know, bring Cincinnati and Houston in, or bring BYU, I think, is too far. But, I mean, Florida State isn't too bad. They can just bring Florida State in Houston or one or the other, because if you think about it, guys, Cincinnati is more west than West Virginia. So then we have a top part of the Big 12 where we have West Virginia, Cincinnati, Kansas, Kansas State, Iowa State, and then we have the lower half, which is the tough half, which is Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas, TCU, Tech, Houston. And we find in Baylor, obviously. And we find a way to split those two up somehow to make it fair. Like, put Oklahoma and Oklahoma State in one, with West Virginia, Cincinnati, Kansas, Kansas State, blah, 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 with all in West Virginia. And then we do the other half where we got Baylor, TCU, Texas, Texas Tech, and then Houston. That would be smart. Or go the other way, where we have Florida State and Texas having to always being the same one, and then have TCU and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State having to be in one. Either or, it's a pretty damn good conference, man. Like, I don't see what the big deal is, but just I'll try and put the link up on Big12Nation.com to show you guys the teams that they were thinking about expanding to. And it was funny to me that ESPN had a problem with the other two teams, but if Connecticut would have been put in there, they wouldn't have had a problem because they're located in Connecticut, then they could have their little power. And I don't think Oklahoma or Texas should give ESPN that power, because we see what their propaganda can do to people. It can get people fired, and a lot of dumb stuff can happen, and then they don't have to give no apologies. They just get to get away with their bull crap. So anyway, Big 12 Nation, Oklahoma State preview. I'll be at Texas's open practice this Sunday, and we'll go from there, guys. College football is around the corner. The first game kicks off August 26th in Sydney, Australia. It will be California versus Hawaii. Big 12 Nation, guys, I'm out. Have a good one.